what the American dream is all about.
Some business people seem to like what they're hearing from Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott.
Well, the lawsuits that we filed show that Texas has made its choice. Texas is picking to side with the business leaders in this state.
The lawsuits Abbott talked about recently in a speech to the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce are against the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Over the last couple of years, Abbott, on behalf of Texas, has sued the EPA right and left. Who's winning?
I think Texas is prevailing or tied.
Kathleen Hartnett White is a former chairman of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, the TCEQ. White, who's now with the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation, says the TCEQ used to take the lead on regulating industries that pollute. But she and Attorney General Abbott contend the EPA under the Obama administration is undermining the authority Texas used to have to regulate industry its own way.
EPA under this administration, what it's doing on many levels is really unprecedented.
But is what Texas is doing, filing multiple lawsuits, working? Not exactly. While Texas has won some, it and 15 other states lost a big case earlier this summer. Texas had argued the EPA had no right to regulate greenhouse gases, what power plants and other fossil fuel-burning industries emit. An appeals court in Washington disagreed, ruling the EPA could regulate greenhouse gases because the court said there's scientific evidence the gases hurt the environment.
The folks at EPA are winning in federal court.
Al Armendariz used to head the EPA's regional office in Dallas. He quit amid a controversy over his outspoken views on aggressively pursuing polluters. He now works for the Sierra Club in Austin.
I think all of this litigation that the Attorney General of the state is engaged in against the federal government and against EPA is a tremendous waste of Texas taxpayer money.
And here's the thing. Despite the Texas lawsuits, many industries here are complying anyway with the new tougher federal rules. Mark Jones heads political science at Rice University.
So most of the companies building plants want to err on the side of caution. They're all obtaining the permits from the EPA.
They're going to the EPA anyway?
Yeah, they're going around Texas because in the event that the EPA prevails, they don't want to have a plant that doesn't meet EPA approval. So they're covering their bases.
One example Jones cites is a power plant project in Llano County, northwest of Austin. The plant would have to conform to new federal regulations to qualify for a greenhouse gas permit, the same greenhouse gas permits Texas had contended were based on questionable science, would have no environmental benefit, would kill jobs, and would make it harder to build new power plants. Nonetheless, the power plant project applied to the EPA for the permit, and late last year, the EPA granted it. The new plant is scheduled to be built and making electricity in 2014. So is all this bad news for Attorney General Greg Abbott? Jones at Rice University says not at all. Jones expects Abbott to run for governor.
Really, Greg Abbott can't lose because if he wins the case, great. Texas policy prevails over federal policy. If he loses, he still has gone on record as trying to defend Texas against bad policies from D.C. and the encroachment of an Obama federal government.
Attorney General Abbott declined our request to do an interview. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.